Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 16th. You'll be interested to know. 70 years ago, today, in 1954, the first issue of Sports Illustrated was released, and the weekly publication, which later changed to monthly, became the leading sports magazine in the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for mostly sunny skies, with temperatures reaching near 80 and a gentle breeze from the northeast. Tonight, expect it to be partly cloudy with a low around 66 and a light southeast wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 9 with a low tide at 10. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday with highs near 80. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 67. Rain showers and thunderstorms are likely Monday and Tuesday, bringing mostly cloudy days and cooler temperatures. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Mornings send you. In local news, the FDA is warning against consuming oysters from one Cape Cod Bay due to potential contamination with Campylobacter jejuni, a bacteria that can cause severe illness. A recall has been issued for oysters harvested between July 1st and 18th from Thule sites in Lewis Bay, located on the south side of Barnstable and Yarmouth. The Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries closed the harvest areas after an outbreak. Those with compromised immune systems are at higher risk. You should dispose of any recalled oysters immediately. Contact health providers if symptoms occur. Now on to sports. Could a six-inning minimum for starting pitchers rejuvenate Major League Baseball? Going into the 2023 season, Major League Baseball introduced extensive rule changes, including a pitch clock, eliminating the shift, enlarging bases, and limiting pickoff throws. These changes aim to shorten games and increase action. Now the league is eyeing its next goal, having starting pitchers spend more time on the mound and lessen surgery rooms. Discussions include limiting pitching staff sizes and possibly requiring starters to pitch at least six innings. This rule aims to restore the prominence of starting pitchers, balance the game, and reduce injuries. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road lost to the Orioles 5-1. And tonight, they're back at it for Game 2 with the Orioles. In top news, cable TV, once a cash cow, is now facing a steep decline. Paramount and Warner Brothers Discovery have taken significant financial hits with Warner Brothers. Discovery writing down $9 billion due to losses in National Basketball Association rights and affiliate renewals. Paramount Global followed with a $6 billion impairment charge related to the Skydance deal. Analysts like Jessica Reif-Ehrlich note that cable networks are in a never-ending decline, driven by cord-cutting and shifting advertising dollars. The industry is now looking for ways to adapt, potentially through asset roll-ups or new streaming models. In business news, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced plans to pass a crypto bill by year-end during the Crypto for Harris Town Hall, signaling a shift in democratic engagement with the industry. Schumer emphasized the need for bipartisan support for common sense regulation. Historically, Democrats have been less active on crypto, with the Biden administration backing crypto unfriendly actions. The town hall, attended by 15,000 people, aimed to show Democrats' interest in crypto policy. Patrick McHenry, a Republican, and other industry voices cautiously supported Schumer's efforts. The crypto vote, previously leaning towards Trump, might now be split. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $58,100. Ethereum is just under $2,600. And Solana is $142. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Geological clues reveal that the asteroid causing the end of the dinosaurs, which formed the Chicxulub crater, was a carbonaceous chondrite meteorite. This catastrophic event occurred beyond Jupiter during the Cretaceous period. The asteroid, over 6 miles wide, hit Central America, causing a global heat pulse and a prolonged winter that wiped out over 60% of species, including non-avian dinosaurs like Tyrannosaurus rex and Triceratops. A recent study identified the asteroid's origin using ruthenium isotopes, indicating it came from the outer solar system. This unique impact allowed survivors, like early primates, to flourish. And in entertainment news, Nicolas Cage will portray John Madden in an upcoming biopic about the creation of the Madden video game. John Madden, a legendary coach and broadcaster, passed away 3 years ago at age 85. His namesake video game franchise continues to thrive, with Madden 25 releasing on Friday. Directed by David O. Russell, the film will focus on Madden's life, particularly the origins of the video game franchise, rather than his coaching or broadcasting career. Russell praised Cage for embodying the American spirit of originality, fun, and determination. This project promises to explore Madden's impact on the sports video game marketplace. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American sports commentator and coach, John Madden. And he said, "When the going gets tough, I'm not always sure what you do. I'm not saying that I know how to fix everything when the going gets tough, but I do know this. When the going gets tough, you don't quit. And you don't fold up. And you don't go in the other direction." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.